Welcome to the Metanoia Project. Our mission is to provide positive content tools that will change one's mind, heart, self, and their way of life. Take a listen to today's podcast episode. Hey guys, it's Jennifer, and welcome back to the podcast, the Metanoia Project. It is Sunday night, and I'm on the couch, laptop open, and I am recording the podcast, recording this podcast for you. And this podcast is going to be a little different. You can notice the tone in my voice. I'm usually prepped, prepped, ready to go, topic in hand, but things are different tonight. The mood has shifted a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Earlier today, I was at Barnes & Noble, coffee in hand, laptop, prepping the content for the next 3 weeks. And I was emailing, potential guests about coming on the podcast. Here's the topics I want to talk about. Give me your perspective. And what happens when I create content is I like to be in the right state of mind. I like to have my headphones in. I like to listen to something positive. I like to listen to music, motivational talks. It just depends on my mood. And today, my mood was a little bit different. It was a little bit more somber. So I put my headphones in and I was listening to this talk, Enough is Enough. And, and I'll get into a little bit more about that later. But, I had a rough week, and I'll tell you about that later in the podcast. So this video, YouTube video, and it was created by DeLeon. I think that's saying it, DeLeon Motivation, and they're on YouTube, and they put out some great content every week. And I was listening to this, and it was an hour-long video, and it had a compilation of different speakers. And then the first 15, 20 minutes was, different speakers, different snippets of their talk rolled into one. And then as I was listening to it, the last 30 to 40 minutes was Bishop T.D. Jakes. And most of you probably don't know, Bishop T.D. Jakes. He's a bishop in some Christian church. I don't know what it is, but he's famous. He writes books. He's been on Dr. Phil, you name it. And I haven't really listened to him speak, as I was listening to him, there was, towards the end of his, talk, his portion of the video, there was a line that just hit me like a ton of bricks. I had to stop and replay it again, stop what I was doing and just really listen to the words. And he was talking about Jesus. And we all know Jesus is a controversial figure. I mean, I'm Catholic. I grew up believing in Christ. But, most of you, know who Jesus is. I mean, Jesus was a leader. That's what we can say. And he really specifically talked about, there's this line in the Bible that Jesus is with his 12 disciples. And he says, "Who do you say that I am?" And when he said that, only one disciple could answer that. And that was Peter. But what amazes me and what amazed, T.D. Jakes, and that got me really thinking, was that when Jesus asked that question, there was silence. And only one person could answer, and that was Peter. And he said, "Well, you think about it. Who do you say that I am?" None of those 11 disciples could tell you who Jesus was, because they did not know him. And that just blew my mind, because as a kid, I would always, I would read the Bible. I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean? I really never knew what Jesus meant when he says, "Who do you say that I am?" But when T.D. Jakes broke it down, it just blew my mind. Only one person could really say who Jesus was, what was his mission, what his teachings were about. And so you've got these, these 11 other guys who followed Jesus, but they couldn't tell you who he was or what was his purpose here on earth was. And that got me thinking, because he compared Jesus to a leader, because you can have a leader, a CEO, in our case, motivational speakers, social media influencers, who you follow, who you look up to, and you can lead them, but are they going to listen to you? Because they don't know who you are. They don't know who you are, what you stand for, what's your mission, what's your passion, what's your purpose. They don't know that. It's just like he said that, before Jesus can move on, he had a mission here on earth, and he was trying to pass that mission on to the disciples, but they did not know who he was. It's just like a CEO and he also compared it to a family member. If you're trying to pass on your legacy, your mission, your mantle, whatever it can be in this life, but to a person that doesn't know who you are, doesn't know your passions, your motivations, or why you do the things that you do, if they don't understand you, that's going to fall apart. The mission's going to fail. That's why companies fail. That's why families fall apart. The structure is gone because they don't understand it. They don't understand the dynamics of what you're trying to do. And that hit me. So in order to be a great leader, in order to inspire somebody, they have to know the reason, the motivation behind that person of what they're doing. And that comes back to me. That really hit me today. I can create all of this great content for you, my listeners, but if you don't understand the motivation, the passion, the purpose of why I create the content, the real reason behind the Metanoia Project and why I'm so passionate about it, if you don't understand me and my understand me and my motivations, my desires, my purpose, my mission, if you don't understand me as a person, then this podcast, the hours I spent into this content, is a waste. And so for me, as I was, prepping for the podcast tonight, I'm like, okay, the episodes, I can't do that. You don't know who I am. I know some of you that follow me on Instagram, I'm always posting motivational quotes or motivational keywords, but you guys don't understand why I do that. You don't know me in the essence. So as I was going through this in my head, I'm like, okay, Jennifer, you have to let people in. You have to let people understand you, get to know you, to see why you do the things that you do. And this is so hard for me. This is really, for me to let down the walls and tell you my motivations and what drove me to this Metanoia Project. So let's get into it. In May of 2015, I was rescued off a mountain by 20 firefighters while I was hiking Thunderbird Mountain in Glendale, Arizona. And I remember the weekend so vividly. It was Mother's Day's weekend, and I was hiking to the top of that mountain. And now, if you've been to Thunderbird Mountain, it is a beautiful park. It's got three mountains that you can hike. And I was hiking the smallest mountain. And it was one of my favorite places to go. And that weekend, it was a Friday night, as I was hiking to the top of the mountain, my life forever changed. I fell and broke my left leg. And damn, that accident was sudden and unexpected. When I fell off that mountain, I had broken my leg into three pieces.
I had broke the small tibia, and I had broken the big bone, and my foot was dislocated. The bone was sticking out of my leg, and when I looked at him, like, oh my God, I was in so much pain. And there was nobody around. It was not until like 20 or 30 minutes later that another hiker had found me and had called the 911. When I finally got rescued off the mountain and taken to the hospital, the doctors had to put my leg in place, but they couldn't do surgery until Sunday morning. So I was in the, you know, I broke my leg Friday night. It was Saturday. Surgery couldn't happen until Sunday. And I had nobody around me. Nobody was there. My family was back in Kansas. And the doctors had told me that I was lucky that someone found me in time. I could have died. Because I was hiking after sunset. I was hiking after sunset. And they said I was lucky to still be alive. However, a part of me did die that day. That accident had changed me in such a profound way. That day, I lost a sense of my humanity. I lost my joy. I had succumbed to the depths of sadness. And overall, I lost my spirit to live. The brutality of this loss affected me for months to come. It had caused me to hit rock bottom. Really hit rock bottom. I had lost my faith and trust in God. The accident happened at a time, a huge turning point in my life. I was 30, I just celebrated my 30th birthday. And I wasn't really happy of where I was headed. And I really lost faith in who I was. Those several months after that accident, and in the years, one of the challenges I had to face was learning how to walk again. I had done so much damage to my leg that it left me, well, as a cripple, but it left me vulnerable. And I was never vulnerable. I always had to do things by myself. You know, my family was back in Kansas and I had nobody here. And literally, you know, and the doctors have told me, they're like, when I was in the hospital, they're like, do you have anybody? I said, I have nobody. I said, you know, my apartment's on the second floor. I'm like, you know, I don't have anybody around. My mom did come out, but like in reality, I had to do this on my own. There would be days when I was, you know, in therapy, trying to learn how to walk again. I would get so angry and pissed off and frustrated with God. And this, you know, even this happened throughout that summer. There were things that would happen to me that would set me back. You know, I would make some progress and I would get set back, but I would be so upset. I would be in my car. I remember one day I yelled and screamed. I said, Lord, why did you let this happen to me? I've been so faithful. I went to church every Sunday. I did my, you know, my holy days of obligation. I was active in the church. I was acting my faith, but really, why, Lord? Did you do this to me? At that time in my life, I felt so alone, so abandoned, and so broken. I never felt this vulnerable. I wanted to give up, and I don't give up. I'm a fighter, but I really wanted to give up. And then I almost did. I almost took the easy way out. I remember that day. It was in August. I just had such a bad day that I wanted to take my life. I almost drove my car off the freeway. But what was so profound was that God had other plans for me. The thing that I learned that in any challenge, sometimes it's going to take an overwhelming breakdown to have an undeniable breakthrough. My struggle was learning how to trust, have faith, and being receptive to those around me. I was pushing out all the good people who wanted to help me. What happened at the time, which I did not see, that when I had this breakdown, it was the best thing that could ever happen to me. I realized that if there is no challenge in our life, if there's no struggle, and without struggle, there would be nothing to gain. Without struggle, would be no growth. I learned that the hardest of times often leads to the greatest moments of your life. This breakdown had freed me to enter to one of the most defining and creative periods in my life. I had, at the time, was not happy with where I was headed. I had two major career changes. I went from education to marketing and advertising. I had started my own social media company. I begun creating podcasts and producing top-rated podcasts. I had started to write an autobiography of my life. And I began building brands and startups for mid-sized corporations. I knew that I wanted to make an impact. The lesson here is that if you don't take risk, the risk of spending your life not doing what you want on the bet you can buy yourself the freedom to do it later. All that time before my accident, I told myself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But it never happened. I didn't have a purpose. I had to figure out my passion. And that passion from that accident led me right into my purpose. Like I said before, it takes an overwhelming breakdown to have an undeniable breakthrough. Life is always going to present you with challenges. Without those challenges, there would be no struggle. And without, like I said, without struggle, there's nothing to gain. Without struggle, there's no growth. You know, one day, I woke up and decided that I wanted to be different. I wanted to change. That I needed to change my heart and my mind. And as I look back on the last 4 years of my life, Right now, I'm going to be 34 years old this coming April 30th. I really learned that you have learned that life is not easy. If you want to make a change, you gotta trust and have faith. Everything happens for a reason. That breakdown on that mountain was my metanoia. That accident changed the course of my life. It got me to move. That was the catalyst for me. That accident was the turning point and where I needed to change the course of my life. I had to shift the way that I think. And when you hit your lowest point, when I hit my lowest point, I learned that I am worthy. I learned so much about myself. That was not the person who I wanted to be.
So there you have it, guys. That's a small piece of my metanoia journey, my transformation. And so hopefully that gives you a better understanding of who I am and why that I am so intent and passionate about this podcast, is that the Metanoia Project, its mission is to help provide content that will help you improve your life, that will help you along your journey. When you change the way that you live, you change how you think. And I'm all about positivity. I'm all about what you put out there in the universe. And whatever I've gone through in my life in the last 4 years, hopefully you can take something out of my experiences and incorporate them in your life. You know, no experience is the same, but it teaches us the same lesson, that we're all going to face some sort of challenge in our life. It could be a loss of a job, a loss of a friend, getting, a birth or something like that. Mine was an accident that changed my life. It was an accident that really caught me off guard. It was something, like I said, it was unexpected and sudden. But that's what metanoia is. You have something that seriously impacts you, that changes the way you think. What I'm trying to say is, it's some sort of catalyst that really gets you to change, gets you to really reevaluate the way that you live your life. And that's what mine is. And that's what the Metanoia Project is all about. It's all about providing you with content that will help you throughout your journey. Like we said, we're all on different journeys. We want to become better versions of ourselves. And this is going to provide you some content. So hopefully you can take some sort of piece, take what you want, leave the rest, that will help you on your journey. And, you know, like I said, that's just a small piece of my metanoia. There's big, other things that happen that I'll share. We'll bring on other, guests, but it's hopefully this will give you a better understanding of who I am and why I'm so passionate about what I do and why I'm so passionate about the Metanoia Project. Hey guys, if you like today's episode here on the Metanoia Project, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram at the Metanoia Project Podcast.